Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, California.
I'm sorry, Ronnie?
Is that Liz?
Oh, no, Darlene.
Darlene.
Sorry, it didn't come through very well. How are you, Darlene?
Good.
Good. This is Nancy.
Yes.
Orson down in California. What, are you near the fires?
Oh, no, I'm in Northern California.
Oh, good.
And I'm saying.
Did you get any of that smoke that far north?
We might have gotten a little bit, but I can see it over towards the mountains, over towards the coast. Looks like I can see it over on the mountains a little bit, but not in our area.
Uh-huh.
Had rain and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, they said it does happen, so hopefully it will totally take it away.
Right.
Uh-huh. Who else is
poor people down there?
I'm sorry?
I said those poor people down there. I can't.
Yes. Interestingly, though, there was an article in our Sunday newspaper saying how tragic all that was, but comparing it to Katrina and how many more people were affected by Katrina.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, and how little help they got. You know, at least they learned something from that.
Right, and I think the people in Katrina got a little bit better help than the people that had the catastrophe before them, and every time they learned.
Okay.
Planet.
Not a good scene, that's for sure.
That tsunami that happened over there, that was a really thing.
Yeah.
Really awful.
Mm-hmm. You certainly can't deal with Mother Nature when she looks up come out.
Oh, in fact, yesterday morning we had lightning and thunder and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about maybe an hour or something like that. But anyway, the thunder and lightning was so close.
Yeah.
And I was telling my grandchildren, I said, some people, that's kind of scary to them. I said, your grandpa, he always liked to listen to that. And I said, I even like to listen to it because it shows the power of nature.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the reality is it's fertilizing the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay, who else do we have on the call?
Joe Peacock.
How are you, Joe?
I am just fine, Nancy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Who else is here?
Linda Brown from Vancouver.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm great.
Good. You're Vancouver, U.S. or Canada?
U.S.
Okay.
We're the first Canada. Vancouver, I found out. We were just in Vancouver, B.C. last week.
Uh-huh.
And they told us that we were the first one.
Uh-huh.
They are huge.
Yes.
They're huge.
It's a big city.
Okay.
A lot to do there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Who else is on? Just the three of you? Wow, that's a small group. Okay. Eileen, how long have you been on the Advanced Lifestyle?
May 28th.
So you were one of the very first.
Yes.
And Joe, when did you start?
The end of the last day of June.
Okay. And what about you, Linda?
They said it just right after the last rhythm, whenever that was.
After the last what?
Rhythm of the business.
Okay, so August. Yeah. You know what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Before we go on, does anyone want to say that you're here? Who else is here?
Monty's here.
Hey, Monty. How are you?
You're late. Great, thank you.
Five lashes with a wet noodle. We can have noodles now so I can do that. Who else is here? you started right when it started, right?
Oh, the advanced?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Before we continue, it came up again yesterday on the call about taking the calcium with the estrogen. Since you're the one who does all the research and I never got around to sending an email because I never even opened my internet yesterday, did you find out anything?
Did I find out the answer to the particular question? No.
Okay.
In regards to that you should not take it without any food. The only thing that I can think of at any particular time is that I personally, and this is my opinion, don't believe that we can ever put anything out that would be detrimental to our health in regards to a particular product. I do remember Dr. Naidu from the stage Seattle when he mentioned to have something. I think somebody said something about a question was, could you take, the question was, could you take too much? I believe that was the question. And the answer was, no, just like the lactoferrin, except that in certain people, excess of a product could particular cause a diarrhea situation. Now, and that's what I don't, that's when I, when I, that's what I wish, when Bob said you shouldn't take it, was it you shouldn't take it because of a particular health reason, or you just shouldn't take it all by itself because of possibly you might pick up a little bit of diarrhea. That would be my question.
I thought my interpretation when she said that you should not put calcium with the aspirin was that it would work better not together. That was my interpretation. Actually, I'm going to call customer service today and see if they've been instructed to give us that information.
Well, I was going to fire off a letter, email. I was going to get Dr. Mandu's email.
Oh, good.
Fire a question out to him. So just to make sure I understand the question. The question was, taking the two together,
right,
or taking the osteodense by all by itself?
We've been told osteodense with food from the beginning. But I remember in the beginning, I'm almost positive Ruth had said she's taking the calcium with it. And then, I guess it was last week, someone from the West Coast said that they heard Richard say that you should not take calcium with your osteodense.
Right.
So that was diagnostic, was different than a lot of us have been doing. And that's what the question is, should we be taking them together or separately?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll fire that. As a matter of fact, I'll fire both your questions off.
Okay.
See, great. Come back with. One thing I did know, I know at one time, I think it was 2 weeks ago or something, somebody had came up with a question in regards to cartilage or something like that into about our osteodense. Did it have any effect on that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that, anybody asking that?
Vaguely.
Okay, because it says right in the osteodense brochure on page 6 that osteodense and sinoportin technology support the optimal balance of minerals within bones and joints to help maintain bone density and to support the structure and integrity of joint cartilage.
And that's what I said, that those of us who have bone on bone should just keep doing it, and
sure,
it's not going to happen overnight.
Oh, yeah, and I think, too, and I, when I got into Dr. Naidu's webpage and did some reading last night in regards to the product, it also goes along with this, along what you just said, that it does talk about a little bit about osteoarthritis,
mm-hmm,
and how it's this system and the delivery of this product and the calcium to our bones can be very, very beneficial for that particular situation.
Mm-hmm. My husband has bone on his hip, and you know, just sitting there thinking, and he's been very frustrated it's not doing anything. It's a big bone.
Oh.
That's a big joint there.
I know.
It's not going to all of a sudden go, poof, it's back.
No, I really believe it is beneficial in many ways to that. I've always believed that, particularly, you know, when I spent off a lot of research here and understand how that's so beneficial to our body in many, many ways, and then just the gatherings or whatever, that, you know, when I read this in here about that particular osteo system, and I read that, and let me see if I can read it real quick, that literally, the thing I'm saying specifically, today, you know, I heard it here on call too, is that, you know, the bone density in particular, something's going to happen overnight, but it will overnight. You know, the benefit of that will basically happen. So.
Yeah, you have to hang in.
Yep.
The problem with you didn't happen overnight, is density?
Yes. Thank you so much. No, this isn't that. I had a density test taken prior to, probably in June of 2000 when I diagnosed. And my bone density at that point was,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was. And I had another bone test taken. I've taken the students for time. And the bone density now is a normal.
Whoa.
It's been there.
Wow.
Great.
I don't think that was something they expected to happen. So.
Unless you've changed your eating.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah. When we think of eating, you know, and regarding protein and everything else, Scotty is required to get calcium on a daily basis. So the built bone densities that reserve is building up in those bones instead of totally sucking it out and drawing it. So that's why the bone density has to occur, because the reserves are starting to build back in there again.
And this is Joe. Another thing I just want to add to that is that whole factor of resorption, which I did not understand, and I've got it in front of me now because I asked specifically about that resorption. When you look at that, those diagrams,
then that
reduces the rate of bone loss by 50 to 70%. So when we're reducing bone loss, so we're attacking it from both sides.
So the resorption diminishes the bone loss, reduces it.
Resorption is the rate of bone loss.
Okay.
And osteodense reduces that rate of bone loss. That's why when you look at those charts, it looks like, the osteodense isn't doing as much I think it's called the ELF, the control group.
Mm-hmm.
What it's not doing, it's not losing, but we're not losing bone density. And so there's that low figure, it's a good thing. And I think I haven't made any sense at all.
All right, so the bone resorption, I have it in front of me. By day 60 is at 17, whereas the control is at 23. So how do you explain that to somebody, Joe?
Okay, say that again.
Day 60,
yes.
The bone resorption for the osteodense is at about 17, and the control group is at about 23.
Okay, so the control group was losing.
So it's the opposite of what we're thinking.
Exactly.
Aha.
Here's the definition.
Bone loss. Gotcha.
Loss. Bone loss.
Oh, wow.
The bone.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that makes sense. It's too bad it's not more clear for the rest of us on the chart.
Right.
I'm going to put next to bone resorption, bone loss.
And,
wow. Okay.
And after I got this from Lynn and Dr. Dillman, because I always go to them and when I need to have it dumbed down for Jim.
Sure.
And so he did just an excellent job of explaining that. Then, after looking at that, or looking at the dumbed down version, then at the technical way that it was stated and everything, then it made sense to me.
Yeah, and it starts almost immediately.
Right. Yeah.
And by day 15, you can definitely see a difference.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's so true. And also, in that same article, it talks about, if you're in his website, it talks about how lactoferrin, we got to remember, the lactoferrin in Gold 1.8 is different than the lactoferrin in this product. But in his, this one's titled Bone Health Replenishment, okay? It says LF, that's his terminology, which means lactoferrin in chemical terms, is also a major bioactive component of the synovial, is that how it's pronounced? Synovial fluid?
Synovial.
Okay, synovial fluid in the bone joints with a regulatory role in bone growth and repair. Biosynthesized in the bone marrow, LF, lactoferrin, can modulate inflammatory responses by scavenging toxin-free iron. This mechanism is important at the sites of inflammation, such as in rheumatoid joint. LF can bind free iron in the synovial fluid and reduce joint inflammation during arthritis. Orally administrated, LF has preventive and therapeutic effects on joint inflammation and pain. The ability of LF lactoferrin to modulate the immune system could be beneficial in the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis.
Is that the lactoferrin itself, or is that the lacto that's in the osteodense?
Well, I'm sure he's talking about the osteodense here. It's called, the article that I'm looking at is called, osteo I think we need to understand, you know, that I don't, you know, I just, it's hard for me to believe that, I would love to know why Bob said what he said, and that's all.
Yeah, that was a good question. It's interesting, I had a conversation Saturday with a former neighbor who actually moved over here, because she had a physical on Friday, and she was telling me she's never had a physical like this. She was, and she's probably in her 70s, was not asked to undress. This is her annual physical. And it's a new physician for her, and she said that he noticed that she's taking Fibonacc. I think she's been on it for 7 or 8 years. And he said to her, you know, the studies that we've done with Fibonacc were only done for 5 years. We have no idea whether it's doing anything for your body now, anything good for your body now after 5 years. And so she said, so what should I do? And he said, well, you can go off it or you can take it, you know, for 10 years altogether and see if you notice any change. So I figured, okay, here's your big chance, Nance, because this woman is totally, you know, she knows what I do, but she kind of pushes it to the back. And she was a nurse. And so I said, if I could show you something that could increase your bone density without any of the negative side effects of what you're using in Fibonacc, would you be willing to look at it? Well, what is it? I said, ask you then. Would you get it over the counter? I said, Nikan, the company I work with, recently came out with it, and it's 10 times better than anything else that's out there. And it was like I placed a bomb in her lap.
We were gifting you about Fibonacc. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but my aunt takes a particular product that she's got to take once a week.
Yeah, there's another one, yeah.
And she's got to sit for 1.5 hours and not in a sitting position and not move, because if she does, for some reason, that particular product could really cause some problems, whatever that particular
product is. Because she can't lay down. And she said, I mean, you've heard about what they say it's doing to the jaw, but she's going to continue to take her Fibonacc until her doctor says not to. And, you know, there are just some people, and you just move on to the next one. When I told my husband, he said, are you surprised? I said, no. You know, the doctor didn't say she should do this, so she, whatever. It was just very interesting.
You know, it all goes back to the way we eat now. You know, how many people can read that, can read the China study or the RAVE diet or the Natural Health by Mary Ann Scheer, or you hear all these people talk about how those kind of particular products can be detrimental to our body, but here again, even though the information's right there in front of them and they can read it, there's still either apprehension or there's disbelief. So
that's true.
None of us like to change.
Well, especially then, change is very hard, you know. I spoke with a cousin of mine yesterday, and she has been a vegetarian, I'll bet, for 20 or 30 years. I'm not exaggerating. Meanwhile, she had a bilateral knee replacement this summer. Her back is horrible. She had carpal tunnel surgery a year or two ago. You know, just getting older is really horrible. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry about that. I was beeping. But, you know, she doesn't have a lot of money, I know, and I just listen. She knows what I do. But I said to her, she does eat some dairy, and I said, you know, if you want a book to read, I said, get the China study. I said, he actually says dairy is worse for us than meat, almost, you know, if you want to compare the two. I said, there's stuff in the dairy that just causes inflammation. So it'll be interesting to see if she does get the book and if she comes back to me. She also recommended as a seasoning. Did you guys ever hear Bragg? It's Braggs?
Yes, I use it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I use the amino acid one.
Yes, and where do you find it?
I found it at a health food store.
Okay.
Our local health food store, okay. Co-op.
Yeah,
I heard of it.
You have it? You have?
I have not.
Oh, you have not. She said it's a wonderful seasoning. She said it's salty, so, you know, you only need a little bit, because I mentioned that my husband said if he's going to try this, I need to cook something that he's going to find palatable.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Good.
And, yeah.
So it's popular out there, and she's on the East Coast. Maybe it's the two coasts that use it a lot. So,
well,
do you find it in the regular grocery store, or do you go to the coast also?
Yeah, so, in the regular store.
And where do you find it in the grocery store, Mary Jane?
With the seasonings, I think.
Okay.
That's right. It's been so long. It lasts so long. I can't remember exactly where I got it, but I think I got it at the regular store.
And is it a powder?
With the seasoning. And sees the infection. I could check that out and get back with you.
Yeah, it's probably over by where the soy sauce and those kind of products are, if it's in the grocery store.
Is it a liquid or a powder?
It's a liquid.
Oh, it's a liquid, okay.
Yeah, look, I use it like you would use soy sauce.
But it might be where the oil and vinegar is in the regular grocery store. She gets it for health food, but I've never looked for it. So
it
also could be in the soup section. Sometimes those could be in the soup section. Yes.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's salty.
Yeah,
that's
what she said.
Yeah.
So this is not MSG salty, I'm sure, right?
This is Darlene down in California. Rayleigh has it, and they have it over in a special section where they have, McDougal soups and that type of thing.
Okay.
About in a spray bottle.
Ooh.
Oh. A little spray bottle, and then I have the large bottle that I refill it with.
Darlene,
doesn't it even have lower sodium one with not as much sodium in it, too?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, it could go like a little spritz on your salad or whatever, you know.
I'll have to
get some spray. That sounds good.
Yes. Yeah. And she said even if you're cooking veggies, you don't want to cook them very much. I didn't tell her about our cookware or anything. She said, but just adding a drop in there makes really much better. So, I guess
whoever you're working with and to know what you're doing if you haven't followed you yet. As long as she hasn't given you the bird, continue working with her.
Oh, this is a cousin of mine who lives in New Jersey.
Well, continue working with her as long as she hasn't given you the bird, because let me tell you what happened to me on Sunday. There's a woman that I've been working with for a few months. Actually, ever since I've come on this call, I've had to ask her to come on the call, but she has exercise at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, she has hepatitis C.
Mm.
And her son's best friend, the hepatitis C got out of the liver, and within 4 months he was dead.
Ooh.
So that kind of frightened her.
Yeah.
It didn't frighten her enough to try the products on my say-so, of course. And so I got a hold of this one fellow that Vance Rogers knew. And I had been calling this guy morning, noon, and night for almost a month. And luckily, he called me back on Sunday, and luckily I was here and made a call to her, and she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Normally she's never there.
You started
and we talked for like hours. Excuse me?
Your stars were in the right place.
Yes, I do believe they were lined up.
Yeah.
We talked for 2 hours.
Wow.
Now she is finally ready to go on the products, all of them.
Wow.
So this is what I'm saying. She didn't give me the bird. If she gave me the bird, I would have left her where she was, dusted the dust off my feet, and gone on to the next person.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Don't give up on her.
No, I'm not. She's a cousin of mine, and we talk occasionally. So, yeah.
Yeah. I went down and got the bottle of mine. And it has 16 amino acids in it, lists them. And then it says, anyway, it tastes too loud to season your favorite food, and also makes a delicious beverage. Now, I have not done that, but I used to, some of the time, would take and put a little bit of soy sauce in some hot water.
Oh.
And I never thought to do that with this.
Does it say how much food is in there, maybe?
It's salty, but not very much.
Does it say how much?
We'll see.
110.
I'm trying to find this sodium. All right, glasses. I can't see with them. I can't see with them. sodium. Calories.
This is on the Maya says it's got 150 milligrams of sodium for half a teaspoon. And how many calories is that?
Zero calories.
Whoop. Zero.
Okay.
I definitely have a low sodium one. Yeah.
I'm sure I was using it in the soy sauce as well, so.
Yeah.
And I'm And on that webpage and everything else, it says, you know, it's great on salads and dressings, soups, veggies, rice and beans, tofu, wok and stir fries, tempeh, casseroles, potatoes, meats, poultry, fish, turkey, pasta, gravies, and sauces, and microbiotics. It has no chemicals, no artificial coloring, no alcohol, no preservative, no gluten, certified non-GM. It's made soybeans and...
Oh, so it's a soy product.
Yeah,
and it's kosher certified also. They have a website.
BRAGG.com.
Just BRAGG, no S at the end?
There is an S, yes.
No,
BRAGG.
BRAGG.com.
Okay, thanks. I will look there and see. And if they have a less sodium version, that would be any better for me. Good, thank you guys. I thought I, you know, it sounded somewhat familiar to me, but I wasn't sure what it was when she told me. But she really likes it a lot, so she must use it when she cooks.
Yeah, and this mine says it's original former by Paul C. Bragg, America's health pioneer and originator of health stores.
Do you know where he's out of?
Well, it's been in the Bragg family since 1912.
Wow. Okay. Nothing to brag about, huh?
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Thanks for that comment, because I was getting ready to ask Maddie if she was talking about Yellowbird or something like that.
Oh, like my name.
That guy got the big bird on Sesame Street. Big bird, excuse me.
Big bird. Big bird.
Oh, it says they're out of Santa Barbara, California. So.
Oh, figures, okay. Could be part of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any advanced lifestyle questions now that we're at the bottom of the hour? Everybody's doing great. We started off by asking how long people have been doing this, and the first one who tipped top on the whole thing was Darlene. That was interesting, as I asked them. They were in the right order. Joe next, and then Linda was the last one out of the three. So they followed the right pattern there for some reason. Anyone have any ahas since we last talked yesterday? I really appreciate Joe explaining this chart to me because I still wasn't understanding it, even though we've talked about it a couple of times. Now it makes so much more sense. You know, I was almost hesitant to show it to somebody, certainly stressing the bottom picture rather than the top one, because it just looked like it was against us rather than for us. That really helped me show people, especially like my OBGYN. Oh, okay. Anyone have anything we can talk about or need to talk about before tomorrow? All of a sudden, everybody got very quiet again. Well,
anybody know if Shara's going to be back, or is she back, or what?
Who?
She's back.
She's back?
She's back. She was on the call last night. Well, on the past one, of course, she was in Chili's meeting somebody, a few couples. I don't even know what state she was in, but she is back.
Maybe she'll do her call tomorrow. That would be different. I just have one article here that I want to talk about. We talked yesterday a little bit about broccoli when we were talking about the cabbage, and I have an article here on broccoli that how important it is because it prevents the damage from ultraviolet light that leads to skin cancer, or that can lead to skin cancer. Broccoli sprout extract blocks the potentially cancer-causing damage usually inflicted by sunlight and show potential advantages over sunscreen. And I think that... Oh, did anybody watch Oprah yesterday?
I missed it.
I missed it too because my VCR changed time on the 8th Sunday morning and I didn't know. And so,
I caught a little bit of it because Mom was watching it. I didn't usually watch it.
Anyway, I missed it, so I really wasn't happy. Anyway, broccoli, the extract works not by screening out the sun's which has the downside of blocking sun-induced vitamin D production, but by turning on the body's natural cancer-fighting machinery. Once stimulated, those mechanics work for days, long after the extract is washed away. Ultraviolet radiation is probably the most universal and abundant carcinogen in the world. Direct protection against that carcinogen contributes to 1 million skin cancer cases seen annually. Boosting the production of the body's own cancer-fighting mechanisms is a new and promising approach. And it goes on to just, you know, reiterate the importance of eating, first of all, different kinds of veggies and fruits, but that each one has its own protection that we're using, and broccoli certainly is one of them. It's rich in sulforaphane, a compound that activates certain enzymes in the body. So,
I've noticed that in the restaurants, Nancy, that's all they serve now. They no longer serve, like, it used to be useful to have three vegetables, spinach, green beans, and beets, the beets. You can't find that anymore, and I don't know if it's too expensive or what the problem is. They don't give you that balanced choice that we used to have years and years ago.
I'm wondering if realizing the importance of how good broccoli is for us, maybe. I don't know.
One of the other things Dr. Oz said yesterday on the program, and this kind of amazed me a little bit, he was talking about melanoma skin cancer.
Uh-huh.
And he said you'll normally find that in most people, skin cancer always appears on the upper part. Not always, I mean, I don't,
right.
Like, whatever. But usually it's on the left arm or the left side of the face. And he had the question was, why? And, of course, nobody in the studio could answer. And he said, that's because people drive. The only thing that's normally exposed to the sun is from the left side. You know, when you're driving your car, your left arm and your left side of the face, that's why a lot of those skin cancers appear on the left side of the face.
So do we get it through the window?
That's what he said. He said that it stops the... Something, I forget what exactly said it stops, but we still get that bad effect.
But we're not getting vitamin D through the window, is that correct?
I have no idea. He didn't get into that. But one thing you said earlier on the show, on the call, it had something to do with, I now see my mind, I'm having one of those 66-year senior moments. Let me see. Taking your clothes off, okay?
Oh,
and one of the things he said was that if you ever go to a dermatologist, and a dermatologist doesn't strip you down, in other words, if you go into your doctor because you think you've got something on your arm or something like that, if your doctor doesn't, let me use this term, examine your entire body, be very, very aware of that individual, because that's the first thing that a dermatologist do, particularly if you're going in for those reasons, or he's checking you for those kind of reasons, is that those things can appear between your toes, they can appear anywhere on your body. So,
kind of
a little off the subject, but got onto this somehow in regards to...
Because I said I was sitting outside because I visioned you with your shirt off, and that's what I was going to go do. And I'm finding now that it's gotten colder out, now I have less exposed to even get the vitamin D from the sun, but I still, when the sun is out, I'm still going out for my 15 or 20 minutes. Yesterday, I had goosebumps all over me. I need to get it, because the days are getting fewer and fewer out there.
Just remember, if you're taking your osteobents and you're taking your calcium, hang on here, just let me look at this real quick. Osteobents, there's 400 IUs of vitamin D. Let me see, and in the calcium, there's 200 IUs of it, so we're getting there.
I read somewhere that the osteobents is 100% of what we need.
So probably.
My husband had a dental appointment yesterday, and I said, make sure he checks your whole body, not just things that you're looking at on your face. He actually biopsied something on the right side of his forehead.
Dr. Oz.
Well... But he's outside in the garden. So I said, did he examine your whole body? He did not look at his legs because he wears the head hose. And I'm sure he said, I'm not taking them off. So he'll look at his own legs, I guess. But
I'm probably not going to be on the call tomorrow. The reason I want to know if Char was back, because I know she usually takes Wednesdays when she's back, make sure, Nancy, that question gets answered to Char that we were discussing today on the call. Yes, because she's pretty real, very, very sharp on that kind of stuff.
Well, if you come up with an answer from Dr. Nadu, you can send me an email today. I may check it later this afternoon. I definitely will not come out before the call. But
I don't know how long it'll take you to get back.
Come up with that information. Certainly, we can try. sending it to me, and I may be able to, I may check, I may not. I don't promise. But yeah, I'll bring it up if she's on tomorrow. She may or may not have an answer to it. Okay, anybody else have any last minute thoughts, questions, concerns?
Back to what Monty was saying about what Dr. Oz talked about yesterday, he said you should take your clothes off. He said it works better if you do it with a partner. And he said if you find any spots of any kind, take pictures or have the other person take pictures of them.
Oh.
And check it later on to see, you know, if it's in
his so that's a good idea. It's a great idea. Wow.
You probably want to take that with
I remember on a program that he not only does broccoli help with cancer, but he said if with skin cancer, if you eat, I think it was, and I don't know what, maybe it was like 2 tablespoons of tomato stalk. It acts like it's a sunblock.
I read someplace else too.
Was it 2 tablespoons maybe?
Something like that.
I don't do it, and I thought, wow, that's certainly easy enough to do. But yeah, he said it acts as a sunblock better than the garbage that's out there. So, yeah, so my son said, you know, Mom, you might be able to watch it online someplace, so I'm going to try and call them friends and may have taped it. Otherwise, I'm up a creek, and I love them, so you know that I definitely would not have wanted to miss him. Oh, well. Anyway, you can do the closing statement since I didn't do the opening one this morning. I want to thank everybody on the Active Pilot Study Group for your time commitment to the program. Also to everybody who listened to the call, especially those, well, all of you who participated today. I love when we have discussions and everybody gives us input because that's how we all learn. If you have any questions or comments, come back on the call, ask the person who invited you, and they can get you some information. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks so much for everybody participating today, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.